Get ready to be transformed, inspired, and supremely blessed as you listen to the Word of God from Pastor AB. Prepare your hearts. You'd never remain the same again. God bless you as you listen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. While I was at the back, I was thinking, you guys are so quiet. You know, if you're passing by a place where they were playing they're playing a match, do you understand? And the supporters, praise the Lord, the fans enter the place with their different jerseys, very happy. When you get there by the end of the match, you can know the losers. Are you in this place? Would they be the ones shouting? The losers are usually quiet, very angry, or just thinking of how they should fire the coach. Praise the Lord. But we don't have losers in this place. Hold on. Have your seats. Let me give you one more. Praise the Lord. You know, I'm not interested in football, except when Nigeria is playing. But I don't watch because I can take it personal. So what I do is I listen. Do you understand? I don't watch it, but I listen. Who do I listen to? People around. Once they shout goal, I shout too. Praise the Lord. Because I know the shout means that we are winning. Are you in this place? So if you are winning in 2024, let's shout one last hallelujah for 2023. Praise the Lord! Hallelujah! You can have your seats. Thank you. Praise the Lord! Hallelujah. You know, changes happen when you respond. Praise the Lord. It is in the response that the change happens. So if you respond, be sure something would happen. I also like to inform you, we are now in 2024. Are you ready now? I said the change happens when you respond. If you don't respond, there is no change. Because your response is an expression of your faith. Are you in this place? So you notice everyone who responded to Jesus had a change. So as you're listening to God's word, respond. Now I'm thinking maybe you're just here and you're just paying attention. I want to remind you something. One morning a man was in the bush. But before the next day, he was anointed king. That's how fast things can change for people when God is involved. So what is the connection? Expectation. Are you in this place? Expectation. The word of God does not return to him void. Meaning there is no place you would receive God's word that something will not happen inside of you. Are you in this place? Praise the Lord. There is no way. You can have your seat, please. Thank you. So, pay attention. Just listen. Do you know that all you need to do is to listen? Nobody is asking you to do some great exercise. All you need to do is to listen to the word of God today. So, every word, pay attention. Remove distraction. Rebuke distractions. Pay attention to me. Focus on me. After the service, you can choose not to greet me. It's fine. But while we are giving you God's word, pay attention. Praise the Lord. Are you ready now? John 12. John 12, verse 46. Jesus is talking. Look at the word of God. Oh, look at the word of God today. He says, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth in me should not abide in darkness. Interesting. I read it again. Jesus is talking. He says, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth in me should not abide in darkness. Verse 47. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. But what I want you to notice in this verse 47 is that when he says, I am come a light, go back to verse 46. 46, quickly. He says, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. Then he says, if any man hears my words, praise the Lord. So how would he help them out of darkness? By talking. They have to listen. See why listening is so important. They have to listen. Their lives will not change if they don't listen. Praise the Lord. But go back to verse 46. Let's stay there a bit. He says, I am come a light into the world. Isn't it amazing how Jesus was very clear about his purpose? Why he came into the world? And think about it. If God came into the world and he had a purpose, then there is no man in this world that does not have a purpose. You can't just be living for anything or living for nothing. Just existing, getting older. There is a purpose for your being here. And Jesus knew it. He says, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. So the first thing we learn here is that he knew his purpose. He knew he didn't just come into the world for coming's sake. There was a reason he was here. There's a reason you are here. Are you in this place? Secondly, he knew who he was. He said he came a light into the world. He knew he was light. He was conscious of it. Praise the Lord. Then the third thing that is so amazing is that he said that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. So there are people that are abiding in darkness. Abide there means remain. Are you in this place? They can't come out. The question is, do they even know they are in darkness? I think if a man naturally knew he was in darkness, he should want to find a way out. So chances are they don't even know. There are people who are in darkness and they don't know it. But Jesus said, that is why I came. So firstly, there is a problem. He's saying there are those that are remaining in darkness. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, one of the things about being in darkness that you can't see road. The place is dark. So a man in darkness doesn't have direction. Praise the Lord. There is no vision in the dark. You can't see. Praise the Lord. So he says there are those that are abiding in darkness. And one of the most amazing things is that when you realize that, you know, they are abiding in darkness, but it's not just they are remaining there. The Bible tells us that they are the rulers of the darkness of this world. So anybody who is in darkness has a master over him. Go to Ephesians 6 verse 12. Think about it. Let's think about this a bit. Today, in this world, there are people in darkness and they don't know it. That's why Jesus came. Meaning that if you've not received Jesus, you're in darkness. That's why he came. And I'm saying that being in darkness is not just cruising in the dark. No. The Bible says they are rulers of the darkness of the world. Look at it. Verse 12. It says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. So anybody who remains in darkness is a slave. There is a spirit that he's subject to. Are you in this place? He's not just in darkness, not knowing what to do. There is something controlling his life. There is a spirit moving him. And let me tell you something. This spirit, these rulers are not nice rulers. Look at their brethren. He says, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So anybody who is in darkness is a slave to wickedness. Do you know how terrible that is? That means that any given time, sudden wickedness can happen to him. Sudden calamity and there is no deliverance. So it's not just, oh, he's an unbeliever, let's just leave him like that. No, he's a slave. Are you in this place? At any time, Satan can mess up with his life. That's what the Bible tells us. It says there are those that are taken captive at Satan's will, at his pleasure. And look at it. He says, the rulers of the darkness of this world. Any man who is not born again is in darkness. And there's a spirit controlling his life, ruling over him. And that spirit is wicked. No wonder the Bible says in 1 John 5 verse 19, it says, we are of God, but the whole world lieth in wickedness. Wickedness.
And we've seen that wickedness displayed in the word of God. Let me tell you something. Evil spirits have no mercy. They don't have it in them. Any man who is in darkness is in that realm of wickedness. Anything can happen to him without mercy. We see examples like that. And this wickedness, there is no discrimination. Boy, man, girl, woman, praise the Lord. If a man is in darkness, he will experience that wickedness from Satan. I'm thinking about what we see in the word of God. Look at that man, the Bible tells us in Mark chapter 5. Let's look at verse 5. I'll tell you the story, but just stay at verse 5. The Bible says there was a man, he was possessed by demons. Demons! Now you think they'll leave him like that? No! They took him to the tomb where you have dead bodies. People tried to chain him, they'll break the chains. But what's worse? Look at verse 5. It says, and always night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying. That means shouting and doing what? Cutting himself with stones, wickedness. He didn't want to do it. But these evil spirits were making him do it. You know, let me tell you something. I was thinking about this. You know, a sharp cut is painful, but it is kinder. If you're using a sharp razor blade to cut, praise the Lord, it's painful, but it's swifter, praise the Lord. But if you use stones to cut somebody, you know, some of you can already feel it. Praise the Lord. It's terrible. And the Bible says, because the man was possessed by this spirit, this wicked spirit, he was shouting, cut himself with stones. He didn't want to do it, but he could not help himself. There are people in darkness, there are things they don't want to do, but they can't help themselves. They can't. You know, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 23 about those that are alcoholics. How that, you know, because he's an alcoholic, at times he sees himself, you know, he's already drunk, so he's seeing things. He sees himself, a snake is biting him. Other times it's like he's on a pole. But the Bible says when he wakes up the next day, he'll still drink that alcohol. He can't help himself. He knows he's suffering, but he can't help himself. He's in darkness. I said darkness, these wicked spirits have no discrimination. This is a grown man and they are dealing with him. How about a young boy? The Bible tells us of a man who brought his son to Jesus. He was epileptic. And what was more touching was what this young boy had to experience at that young age. You think Satan will at least have some sense. Let the boy grow up. No way. At that young age, he was dealing with him. Look at what his father said. Go to Mark 9, verse 22. He says, and oftentimes, that evil, wicked spirit, it had cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. Wicked spirit. He says, at times, the boy will be on his own. And he's running. He starts running. Where is he running to? To the water, to drown. Other times, you can't even cook in peace anymore. If there is fire somewhere, the spirit will drag him. He's running to that fire to destroy himself. Think about what the family would have gone through. They can't even sleep. Because they don't know if they close their eyes, if that's when he's running to go and kill himself. I said, these spirits, they are wicked. They have no compassion, praise the Lord. I said, they don't discriminate against man, against boy, against woman. The Bible tells us of a woman who was bent over for 18 years. Do you know what that is? You know, some of you walk so straight, you walk like this. You bend like this. This one was bent over for 18 years. 18 years. Go there. Luke 13, verse 16. And it was an evil spirit. You would think maybe he was trying to play a joke. 1 month would be enough to punish this woman. 18 years, she could not move. And if you're bent over, you can't really raise your hand. Are you in this place? And think about this. Once you're handicapped, you become vulnerable. Do you know that? Yes. You know, there are some of you, maybe if something happens here, you can run. Why? Because you have full use of your body, you can stand. The person who is handicapped is vulnerable. That's how wicked this spirit is. It says, and ought not this woman being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan had bound, lo, these 18 years. How come he could do it? The Bible says there are those abiding in darkness. They are slaves of, do you know what it means to be slave of wickedness? People would have said, my boss is a very wicked man. But you can quit. Are you in this place? The man is very wicked. You can quit. But when someone is slave to not just a wicked man, but spiritual wickedness, anything can happen to him and there is no mercy. This is a grown woman, 18 years. Praise the Lord. How about a little girl? The Bible tells us of a woman who went to meet Jesus. She said, her daughter was grievously tormented with the devil. Go there, Matthew 15, verse 22. Matthew 15, verse 22. It says, and behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. These spirits have no discrimination. Whether you're a man, you're a boy, you're a woman, you're a girl, if you're in darkness, wickedness becomes the portion. Praise the Lord. There is no deliverance per se. Anyone who is in darkness is under wickedness. Anything can happen. There is no mercy. But Jesus said, that is why I came. He says, I am come a light into the world. He says that whosoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. You don't have to stay there. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Praise the Lord. So it was very clear. Look at that guy. All of these examples I gave you in Mark 5, Matthew 15, Luke 13, Mark 9. What caused the change when they met Jesus? They were in darkness. They were under wickedness until Jesus showed up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And those wicked spirits checked out. So the guy who thinks he's living life now, you know, some people are not honest. They are not honest. The guy is now addicted to smoking. He wants to stop. He can't stop. At first, it was guy man. His friends were bullying him. Peer pressure. Now, he can't help himself. He wants to sleep, but he must smoke. He doesn't know he's in darkness, but there's a way out. Are you in this place? There's a way out. Praise the Lord. When you believe in Jesus, the Bible says he transports you from that kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his dear son. Go there, Colossians 1 verse 12. Colossians 1 verse 12. It says, giving thanks unto the Father which had made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Verse 30. Who had delivered us from the power of darkness and had translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. There is deliverance in Jesus. Praise the Lord. So he says he came as light. Are you in this place? To help those who are in darkness. There are people in darkness. There are people that are, you know, victims of wickedness. There is no hope for them. But that's why Jesus came. But the beautiful thing about Jesus, praise the Lord. I'll be very fast. Listen to this. The beautiful thing about Jesus is that he doesn't just help you. He makes you a helper. He doesn't just deliver you. Are you in this place? You become a source of deliverance. So maybe you were in darkness. I want to show you the hope that is in Christ Jesus. You see, he's not a devil where he helps you, but you have to come back for more help. Come back for more help. No. He doesn't just help you. He makes you a helper. The Bible says in John 10, verse 10, praise the Lord. You can have your seat, please. We'll get there. Don't worry. John 10, verse 10. He says, I am come that they might have life. Are you in this place? But not just enough life. He says, I am come that they might have it more what? Abundantly. That means they have excess. They can now give it. The Bible says he has made us life-giving spirits. He doesn't just give you life. You become a life-giving spirit. Are you in this place? That means he doesn't just save you. He gives you a purpose. Are you in this place? He doesn't just help you. He brings you to walk with him so you can help others. The Bible says in John 4, let's go there, 4 verse 14. John 4 verse 14. He says, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. Praise the Lord. There are people that are thirsty. They don't know what they are looking for. They are never satisfied. They thought having a car they would have made it. Now they have the car, but there's no satisfaction. Now, you know, they are walking towards an SUV. Maybe it's because it's a sedan. Now they'll show their friends. Now they've had a sedan, there is no satisfaction. But Jesus said, if you come to me, he says, but whosoever drinketh of the water that shall give him shall never thirst. Meaning that he would have what? Satisfaction. But it doesn't stop there. He says, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water, springing up into everlasting life. Listen to this. He doesn't just give you water, he makes you a well. So other people can have water through you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So you look at Jesus. I'm telling you that those that are abiding in darkness, they're remaining in darkness. Praise the Lord. But Jesus said, listen, you can have your seat. Thank you. Jesus said, if you believe in me, you should not remain in darkness. And some of us, we have believed in him. Praise the Lord. We are no longer in darkness, but what next? I said something about Jesus. He doesn't just give you life. He makes you a life-giving spirit. He doesn't just give you water. He makes you a well. He doesn't just bring you out of darkness, you become light. Are you seeing that? You become light. Meaning that you also, he brings you to a place, praise the Lord, where you too can say, you know what? He saved me. He delivered me from darkness. Now I am come a light into the world. Now listen, remember what he said in John 12 verse 47. Go there. He says, if any man hear my words and believe not. So you see that he gives them words and expects them to believe. But he told his disciples and us in extension that as my Father has sent me, even so send I you. He doesn't just deliver you from darkness, he makes you light. And then he gives you words so that when you speak, remember we say you shine by giving men the word of God. So when you speak, others will believe. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. One more thing, then we'll hear the word for the year. Go to John 6, verse 40. I said, he doesn't just bring you out of darkness, he makes you light. Say, I'm light. Everybody, you need to respond. Say, I am light.
I am light.
Oh, I love it. I love it. He doesn't just rescue you from darkness. Then all your life, you're thinking, please, I don't want to go back to that darkness. So no, he makes you light. Meaning that if the darkness pulled you in, you are light. Once you show up, the darkness disappears. Are you in this place? He makes you light. Okay. I want you to look at this. Jesus is talking. In verse 38, he had said, I came down from heaven, not to do my own will. Those of us in the back, I hope you're paying attention. He says, I came down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of the Father that sent me. And look at verse 40. He says, and this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Now, he is light. He said it himself. So when he says God's will is that everybody that sees him, praise the Lord, should believe on him, it means that God has a process. He wants them to see him first. If he's light, for them to see him means he has to shine. Are you in this place? When he shines, then they'll see him. You know, you have a bulb that is good, that is not broken. It has the potential to shine. If the place goes dark and it's not shining, we will not notice it. Are you in this place? But when the bulb shines, everybody sees it. So he says, the Father's will is that when he shows up, he should shine. Are you in this place? Then people would believe on him, praise the Lord, and then receive eternal life. But he says, we are lights. Are you in this place? We are lights. That means that he expects us also to show up and shine. And then when we shine, people would believe, praise the Lord, in the master that will save and receive eternal life, praise the Lord. So what does that tell you? It means 2024 is your year of shining. Jesus said, you know what? Speak in other tongues. Speak in other tongues a bit. Speak in other tongues. But we'll still go on. Speak in other tongues. Those of you in the back, if you missed it, just pray. Just pray. It's the year of shining. Just pray. Just pray. Just pray. Leko bredos likan igan redos sutebados. A city set on a hill cannot be hid. Arise, shine, for your light has come. God's darkness shall cover the people, but the Lord has arisen upon you. It's your year of shining. It's your year of shining. It's your year of shining. Leko brado sukabradesh. Likedo sukani. Redo sutebadosh. Ribako zan eledes. Rikedo san ibadosha. Reko sukabade. Riketus evlek iskadosha ramane. Amen. Amen. Matthew 5 verse 16. Matthew 5 verse 16. Jesus is talking. He says, let your light so shine. Hold on. Notice. He didn't just say, let your light shine. Are you in this place? Emphasis on so. He says, let your light so shine. Listen, the vision that I see. The vision that I see. It's actually in the world. You have been set on a hill. There is no hiding anymore. God expects you to shine. and you will so shine. You will so shine. You will so shine in the mighty name of Jesus. Look at you shining in your workplace, shining on the streets. You cannot be hidden. You're walking on the road, but you're noticed because you are shining in the name of Jesus. Shining in your family, shining in your classroom, shining in your department, shining everywhere you go. Reko sute bladosh, reka soto likesh, redo soto librado saramane, reko sute bladosha, reko sukabade, redo sukebrado saramane. Amen. Amen. Leave this place with two words: fear not. Fear not. Go to Isaiah 60. Isaiah 60. He says, arise. If you're still sitting down, you're doing the wrong thing. He says, arise, shine. Thy light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Go to verse 2. Verse 2. He says, for behold, listen. Jesus talked about the Holy Ghost. He says he will guide you into all truth and then he will show you things to come. But he will show you things to come through the word. It's our year of shining. What does that tell you? He's going to tell us the future. Look at the vision in verse 2. It says, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. But the Bible says, don't be afraid of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. The darkness is not for you.
Yes.
Are you in this place?
Yes.
But be aware that this 2024, darkness shall cover the earth. You know what it means, cover the earth? It means no nation is spared. Except God's church.
Yes.
It says, darkness shall cover the earth. And gross darkness the people. But, the Lord shall arise upon you. And his glory shall be seen upon you. So this year, you make up your mind, I will not follow unbelievers. Are you in this place? I will not complain like them. I will not be afraid like them. Because there is a but. Are you in this place? Darkness shall cover the earth. But. Gross darkness to people. But. It is my year of shining. It is my year of shining. It is my year of shining. Speak in other tongues. 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 Leko bradosha igedos, reba kasute brados, leket igledes, redo soto libades, reko sute bladosa kiladosha, reko soto libades, rikedo sukabradosha, rike soto libados, reke sekeli brades, reko sute brados, reka sete ligredesa. Riba ko zaramande, reko sukabradis, rike soto libadoshka. Amen. Amen. No darkness is big enough to consume you. When darkness meets you, it is dispelled because you are light and you are shining in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive boldness and strength to do all that God would cause you to do, to walk in his fullness. To walk as light and to shine everywhere in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. One last verse and then we'll celebrate and go. John chapter 4. Let me tell you something. Those of you that are into business, your business, in case it was small, it has stopped being small. Praise the Lord. And I'm not joking. If he has set you on a hill, everything that concerns you is now on a hill. It's now visible. Are you in this place? It's now visible. You cannot be hid. Even if you wanted to, it's too late. It's your year of shining. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, no wonder it was our year of prosperity before. Prosperity not so we shine. Are you in this place? I want to read one more verse. And of course, during the course of the year, we'll talk about, you know, the things that God has put in our hearts. But there's a verse that, Leko Bradiska Dosh. I hope you get it. You get the juice in that verse. and you understand how much ease you will experience this year. John 4, verse 38. Jesus is talking. You see this verse? You know, God told you in John, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 downwards. He says, take the word, write it everywhere. When you wake up, look at it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This verse for this year, you have to remind yourself over and over again. Because this would be your reality. And it doesn't matter what Satan tries to do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Try to make you doubt this word. This is your reality. Amen. Pay attention to this. He says, I sent you to reap. That's whereon you bestow no labor. You know what that is called? It's called grace. It means you are getting profit where you did not work. Oh, are you in this place? You are experiencing results where you did not labor. That is the word we are working with in your ministry. Are you in this place? As you're winning souls, he says, I sent you to him. Just gather it where you did not labor. Are you in this place? Someone can say, you know, in that company, they need people that have gone these different levels, these different accomplishments. Are you in this place? They must have gone to these different certificates. Well, calm down. God sent you there to reap where you did not labor. Are you in this place? That is ease and grace. That is a watch word for. So as we are doing ministry, as you're going to win souls, realize the grace of God upon you. The grace to reap where you did not labor. You go and meet them and you win them at once. Are you in this place? Don't let anything trouble you. Let me tell you something. That means what God is saying on us this year, there will be a lot of emphasis on qualification, certification. Who do you know? Networking. Relax. God has a word for you. You will reap where you do not labor. Are you in this place? Let me tell you something. You know, in different positions, even as simple as NYSC, there are different lists. There is a normal list university send. There is the DG list. There is this list. There is that list. Now, what does that mean? It means that there are some things that, there are some positions that they keep aside for some special people. Are you in this place? The Bible says that the glory of God, he didn't reveal it to the Gentiles. God hid them for us. So let me tell you something. Maybe there are positions that they need 100 people. 99 of them might need a qualification, but there is a one set aside for you. God has sent you, qualified you. He qualified you with this word. He sent you to reap where you do not labor. Are you in this place? In your business, there are some opportunities you would enter into. Someone says, you have to have spent 20 years in that industry. No. He sent you to reap whereon you bestow no labor. Other men labored. Guess what? Are you entered into their labors to get the results? In the mighty name of Jesus, just go ahead and thank God. Go ahead and thank him. Pray, pray, pray. Go ahead and thank him. Go ahead and thank him. It's your year of shining. It's your year of ease. That shining, there's ease. There is grace. Shining, shining. Le kobradoshad igledos. Ribadoshad eledos. Rekosukabradosha. Rebosotolibadoshka. This year you are not afraid. Reko suta bradiska dosh, rebo suke bradoshka, rede seteli badoshka. This year you are shining. Those that abide in darkness are delivered in the name of Jesus. Reko sute bradosha ramane, reko soto libadoshka, reko suke le bradoshka, redo suta bradosha, reke suta balede sharamane. Amen. Amen. In the name of Jesus, go and prosper. Your light shines brighter and brighter. Everywhere you go, you shine. You are conscious of who you are, and you are shining everywhere, shining every day, shining every time. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I want to meet 5 people. Very royally, tell them congratulations. It's your year of shining. 5 people, congratulations. It's your year of shining. 5 people, do it prophetically. We say, anything I touch surely shall be blessed. You are touching them. It's your year of shining. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say glory. So let me give you two responses for the year. Someone ask you, how are you doing? You say what? There's a second one. There's a second one. Someone ask you, how are you doing? Or how are you? You say, I'm very bright. Are you in this place? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let me ask you, just in case, how are you?